USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The U.S. has surpassed 8 million COVID-19 cases. That count is according to Johns Hopkins University. A fall surge of the coronavirus is starting to flare up, particularly in the Midwest. Dr. Mark Larson heads the COVID response team in Kansas City, Mo. He tells CBS News that hospitals are bursting at the seams.
As of 2 days ago, we hit our record inpatient capacity.
Mentally, emotionally, what does this do to a staff?
It adds stress. And it really does take a toll on the staff.
Michigan has more than 1,000 coronavirus patients in its hospitals for the first time since May. In North Dakota, just 22 intensive care beds remain in the entire state. Out west, New Mexico is reporting a second straight day of record-breaking cases and hospitalizations. Meanwhile, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said the northern border will remain closed until we can get the coronavirus under control here in the U.S. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
Democrats want an apology from Georgia Senator David Perdue. The Republican was speaking at a Trump rally in Macon, Georgia, where he was campaigning against putting Democrats in power when he mocked California Senator Kamala Harris's name.
The most insidious thing that Chuck Schumer and Joe Biden are trying to perpetrate, and Bernie and Elizabeth and Kamala, I don't know. Whatever.
Harris is the first woman of color to be on a major party's national ticket. She is of black and Asian parentage. Perdue stands accused of sounding a racist dog whistle. He's up for re-election this year, and his Democratic challenger, John Ossoff, called him out on Twitter, saying, quote, "We are so much better than this." In a follow-up tweet, Ossoff said Perdue would never have done that to a male colleague or a white colleague, and everybody knows it. For news on demand at any time, log on to our website. It's usaradio.com. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The removal of a Confederate statue happened overnight Friday in Lexington, North Carolina, after the city and the United Daughters of the Confederacy agreed to relocate it. The Davidson County Board of Commissioners wanted the statue to stay as a tribute to the men who lost their lives in the Civil War. Lexington Mayor Newell Clark told television station WXII that they put action behind being an inclusive city of choice.
All of our citizens are valued, whether they are currently here or they're visiting. And this is a outward sign for everyone to see that we truly mean what we say in terms of unification within our city for all citizens. They matter.
Clark said he wanted to stay out of the details of the statue's removal. He stressed that this is bigger than a relocation project and wants to see a season of healing begin. Lexington granted permission for the United Daughters of the Confederacy to erect the monument on the public square in 1902. It moved to Davidson County property in 1950, though there was no legal agreement for the monument to be placed on county property. According to media measurement company Nielsen, more people watched former Vice President Joe Biden's town hall on ABC than the one on NBC with President Trump. Biden's town hall averaged 14.1 million viewers, while Trump's averaged 13.5 million. The Democratic nominee's higher rating is a bit of a surprise because he was on one network. Trump's town hall was simulcast on CNBC and MSNBC. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.